Everybody knows that the Baal Shem Tov was told by Melech HaMashiach, the Neshama of Mashiach, when he asked him, when are you coming? When the wellsprings of Chassidus are spread out, that will bring the Geula Asida. And people are wondering, so what is Chassidus? And for many years, there are different explanations, biurim given. But if you had to quantify what is the essence of Teres and Chassidus, so it remained a little bit lofty. One Yutes Kislev, I think it was Tafshim Chavav, the Rebbe gave a whole Fabrengen explaining the Mahus V'inyan of Teres and Chassidus. The Chassidim were so excited that they prepared a kuntres called Inyona Shel Teres HaChassidus. And like what they translated, if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Heschel Greenberg translated, the Rebbe gave it the name on the essence of Chassidus. They thought the Rebbe would be Magia this kuntres, but that it stayed by the Rebbe for many years. Until finally, when they put out the first volume of Sefer HaErchim, which the Rebbe wanted an encyclopedia on Chassidus, the Rebbe was magia this kuntres in Yonah Shel Teres HaChassidus as a chelek of like his participation in the printing of Sefer HaErchim of Chassidus. It's a very, very yesoidistic kuntres. A lot of inyonim of Chassidus are explained. What is Chassidus? And Be'ikir Nageyele in Yonenu, this is the Mashiach shir. What is Mashiach? Just to give you a little peek, look at the beginning of Ois Dalid, where the Rebbe says, if you want to know what Chassidus is, let's first figure out what Mashiach is. In other words, in this kuntres, a lot of Yesoidus of Geula are explained as well. And in the recently printed Likutei Sichas Chelek Mem, Volume Aleph, there's also this kuntres is printed with all the Ores. Very, very worthwhile limud on many levels. But Amir Tashem, we're going to go through it. And I really hope that we'll learn in this Chodesh Kislev, Chassidus Chodesh, what is Chassidus, what is Geula. It all comes together in this fantastic, eye-opening kuntres. Today we start with Ois Aleph. Says the Rebbe, B'negeya to the inyan of Chassidus, what makes Chassidus different? What's the novelty of Chassidus above all other parts of Torah which were revealed before? There are many, many explanations given. And the Rebbe brings down four basic explanations. One is, people tend to say that until the generation of the Baal Shem Tov, especially the Tkufa right before the Baal Shem Tov, there were a lot of gzeirois, tach v'tat, and other things. And therefore, the Yidin were like fainting. And what happens when somebody faints? The way to get them back is to call their name. So the Eibishter sent down Yisrael, the Neshama of the Baal Shem Tov, and he breathed new life into Yidin with the Derech and the Avoid of Chassidus. So it's an awakening from people fainting. Another Inyan, what's a Chassid, what's Chassidus? A Chassid is somebody that goes Lefnim Mishur HaSadin. As everybody knows what the Gemara says, Negeya burning the nails, that a person that doesn't care, he leaves his nails, but other people can get hurt. A regular person buries his nails. But a chassid sarf on a chassid burns his nails, even though it could bring damage to the person, because any part of a limb, even a dead limb of a person that gets burned, is like a bad skula for the person himself. Nevertheless, a chassid will go on mesiras nefesh, even give up from himself for the benefit of another yid. Another inyan of chassidus is that it has a tremendous influence and effect and change of a person's midos. Besides the fact that it changes our teva of our midos, for example, if somebody has a certain mida of a certain way, whatever it is, guy, whatever his mida is, the Chassidus teaches you how to use that very mida to avoid the Hashem. But more than that, it also changes a person's teva midos, of that all of a sudden the whole nature of the person is a different person. It pashet changes a person. Heard a gevaldik emaisa yesterday from Shmuley Posner. His grandfather, Rabbi Brickman, was a young bocher in Brumois once when a chassid came to Fabreng and he wasn't feeling so well or was tired. So the mashpiyim told the few younger bochrim to walk this chassid to his room. So this chassid was laying down and he says, if you want to know what chassidus is and what a change it had on a person's midos, I want to tell you a story. He says, you look at Reb Nissen Nemenov, he was the Menal, the Mashpi of the yeshiva, from the Ben Ini of Tanya, Chassid HaShayid. He said he himself, this Chassid, I forget his name, was interrogated by the KGB. And one time, in the middle of the torture and the interrogation, this KGB officer looked at him and said, I know what Chassidim are, you're not going to fool me. The guy says, how do you know what Chassidus is? He says, Ya Nemenov, I'm Nissen Nemenov's brother. So I know very well what Chassidus is. In other words, here you have one brother that was a KGB, a achser, a terrible person, but Chassidus took the other brother, made him a Beni of Tanya, Lashani Steva Mido Yisup. The fourth inyan is that even someone like us, who we are not on the highest levels, we could understand the Likus. It used to be, if you wanted to understand the Likus, you had to be a Eidla Yid, you had to have a Kabbalah, Uzmam, it's so difficult to understand the Inyonim of Elikus. Chassidus now enabled us through Mishalim in different ways that a simple person like us, who's just trying a little bit to understand the Likus, we can all understand the Likus if we learn Chassidus Chabad. So this is a tremendous revolution. So these are four Inyonim. Now, when you look at these four Inyonim, they're four distinct things. One is about the person's Midos, one is about his Avos Yisrael, one is about Avodas Hashem, Midos Ativim. It says the Rebbe, it's self-understood that there is the essence of what Chassidus is, and then there's the Pratim, what it brings out. So you can't say that these Pratim, the effect that it has, is the essence of what Chassidus is. Rather, these are the symptoms of Chassidus. But there's one essence of Chassidus, there's one nekuda of Chassidus, and once you get that nekuda of what Chassidus is, from that nekuda, from that essence, comes all these pratim. Once you understand the root of what Chassidus is, then automatically you can understand what the effects. All these effects are coming from a certain root cause. What is that Chassidus? What is Chassidus? So the Rebbe says, Hanekuda Atzmis of Chassidus, based on the teaching of the Rebbe Rashab, Hamshochas or Chodosh b'bchinas Pnimiyas HaKeser. Ulam Maile Yoyser Hamshoch b'bchinas Pnimiyas Atik Mamish Ein Sof Shenimtza B'reisha D'lo Yis Yado. Chassidus is a Gilui Elikus, the Gilui Yoetzim. The Gilui of the highest levels of Elikus. That's what Chassidus is. Now, because it has this Inyan, and we're soon going to elaborate more on what this Inyan is, therefore from that comes all the details, all these great qualities that we spoke about are all an extension of this Nekuda. But because Chassidus is Ein Sof, so therefore that is its essence, and that's the main point. V'chol sha'ar in yonim einem elim tzoyim musubovim mimenu. Everything else comes from this nekuda that Chassidus is Ein Sof. So now the Rebbe is going to say that this is not just regarding Chassidus. This is b'chlal b'chol chelkei ha-Torah. And we're going to speak more about how that affects other parts of Torah. But again, the essence of Chassidus is Gili or Ein Sof.